Explosive sports drinks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest details of the liquid bomb plot are a little disturbing. Apparently, this liquid explosive wasn't just being disguised as a soft drink. One of the ingredients was the soft drink. The terrorists planned to use a British sports drink as one of the ingredients, and they would set it off with an iPod, cell phone, or electronic key fob. Al-Qaeda apparently has the seventh season of MacGyver. So we've now gotten to the point where the common everyday items we all carry make us potential walking terrorists. And there's going to be only one way to address that. Universal obedience, no matter how ridiculous it gets. These colors don't run, my friends, but they will wait in line. And do so cheerfully. If the TSA wants my deodorant, they can have it. If they want my nail clippers, they can have them. If they want my knitting needles, collar stays, nose ring, compass, Q-tips, Pepto-Bismol, take it all. They want me to strip and carry my clothes through the checkpoint in a see-through baggie while doing the foxtrot. My only answer is, sir, yes, sir. Although I prefer not to call it a see-through baggie. I call it a transparent Patriot pouch. And when I'm on the plane, if they run out of Bloody Mary mix, if they give the last blanket to somebody else, if the lunch turns out to be a bag of Fritos and a Kit Kat, I will smile and tell myself how delicious it is. And even if we stop on the taxiway for no apparent reason and they turn off the ventilation, the person next to me starts to sweat because they took away his antiperspirant, I will use the time to meditate on patriotic themes like freedom. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.